Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Castle Heights Elementary Principal Wendy Flucky, and we're going to be doing this week's Carbon School District Update. Principal Flucky, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You know, it's been a while since we last caught up, but a lot of fun things have been happening over at Castle Heights. And one of the ones that really stands out recently is the second graders recently completed their Westward Expansion Unit. And that looked like a whole lot of fun was happening over there at Castle Heights.
You know, they did. It was really fun. I had the opportunity to go in and enjoy some of the lessons, and it was just fun to see how the teachers dressed up in character, several of the kids dressed up in character. They did a room transformation to kind of represent the era, and it was a great learning unit.
And I think that's the fun thing about elementary school is that you get this buy-in, not just from the teachers, but the students are so willing to go out and dress up like that. They're so willing to learn and get involved like that. It's truly awesome to see when the younger kids get involved like that.
Absolutely.
Now, it's also been a busy time for the teachers at the school. You guys recently wrapping up parent-teacher conference. You know, it's one of the best times of the year for parents and teachers to communicate, because when both of those sides are working together for a common goal of bettering the students' education, great things are bound to happen.
Absolutely, and just a big shout out to all of our parents for coming and attending, just to collaborate with the teachers so that we can, again, keep those lines of communication open, and we had a great attendance rate.
You know, it's a full team effort over at Castle Heights, and you guys recently celebrated a part of that team as you had Counselors Week. They play a pretty big role in what the school's trying to accomplish.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, a big shout out to Amanda Ori. She does a phenomenal job here at our school and is so hands-on and so good with our students, and just a huge part of our school and our culture.
You know, it really is, can't be overstated how important they are to this team that makes up the elementary school. So much good things happen in the counselor's office. And again, it goes back to the theme of everyone in this school is going to help each other for the same common goal of trying to make the best experience for these students.
Absolutely.
Now, another thing that has come up to light just across the state recently is reading scores. You know, we had the recent study showing that across the state, a lot of third graders aren't able to read at grade level. But at Castle Heights, you guys have really put an emphasis on that over the past few years, whether it be your summer reading program or things you were doing within the classroom to help improve those reading scores. But you guys have always been kind of a pioneer in that field of making sure reading is a priority.
Absolutely, and not only do we really encourage the students to read over the summer, but again, nightly to do the reading. And here at school, my teachers work hard in collaboration to really track student growth, monitor what they're able to do so that we can gear lessons both in the classroom and interventions towards what the student needs in order to grow. And I'm very just pleased with my school. We just completed our mid-year testing, and my third graders on the Dibble State test scored a 68% proficiency rate, which is way above the state, and overall our score scored a 71% proficiency rate for mid-year. So we are just really excited about the growth that we're seeing year after year.
Now, that is extremely exciting, especially now that those scores have come out. The goal across the state is to have 70% of third graders reading at grade level, and you guys already teetering on that. You really are pushing what is possible at elementary schools at Castle Heights.
Absolutely, and I'm confident that we will exceed the 70% goal by the end of the year, where we're already at 68% mid-year.
Yeah, there is no doubt in my mind that you guys are going to be able to accomplish that, especially with the great staff you have. The teachers over at Castle Heights truly are incredible.
Yes, I agree.
Now, another thing coming up it's another opportunity for students to get involved in their parents' education. It's a district-wide event. The Carbon School District is going to be hosting their family night on February 17th. That's always a lot of fun.
Yes, and I'm excited and hoping and encouraging that our parents will be able to attend that activity.
Yeah, no, it's always good to get out, learn more about what is happening across the district in the schools. It's a great chance for parents to communicate with some of those district leaders as well as with other families in the world of public education. Now, Principal Flucky, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
you know, just a big thank you to everyone for your continued support, making sure that your kids come to school, because if they're not here, they can't learn. And research that shows that we need 95% attendance, and the more parent support we have, the better off the kids do. So just a big thank you to our community.
Well, Principal Flucky, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, our guest, Castle Heights Elementary Principal Wendy Flucky, and we're doing this week's Carbon School District Update, focusing on everything happening for the Castle Heights Knights. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.